Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going for that old-school jungle and early D&B feeling where the break sounds like it's been lived with. Warm, gritty, slightly unstable like it's been resampled through a tired sampler and printed a little hot to tape. But, and this is the key, we're not sacrificing the punch of the main transients. This is the chop ghost method. You keep a clean, controlled main break, and you build a second layer underneath it, a ghost version, that you're allowed to abuse. You chop it, you automate it, you make it wobble. Filter it, distort it, mute it, and then you blend it low so you mostly feel it instead of clearly hearing it as another drummer. The whole vibe lives in automation. Movement is the sound. All right, let's build it. First, set up your main break. Create an audio track and name it Break Main. Drop in something classical like Amen. Think, funky drummer, anything with character. Open the clip view and get your warp settings right. Turn warp on. Start in beats mode, because it usually keeps the break punchy. Set preserve to transients, and for transient loop mode, turn that off if it's getting weird or clicky. If beats mode is giving you artifacts you can't live with, you can try complex, but honestly, for jungle breaks, beats is often the move. Now gain stage. Aim for peaks around -6 dB on the track meter. Give yourself headroom. We're going to add layers and dirt later, so don't start pinned. Optional, and I mean optional, a little EQ 8 to high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Just to ditch rumble. Maybe a tiny dip around 250 to 400 if it's boxy. If you want a touch of glue, you can use drum bus gently, like drive 2 to 6, crunch barely on, and keep boom off unless you really know what it's doing to your low end. The main break should stay stable. This is your punch anchor. Now the fun part. Duplicate that track and rename it Break Ghost. On the ghost clip, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For most classic breaks, choose transient slicing. If you want more rigid, old-school grid choppage, try slicing to 1/16, but transient is a great starting point for Amen and Think style material. When you do this, Ableton creates a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip triggering them. This is huge, because now the ghost layer is basically playable and editable like a kit. You can mute little hits, re-trigger tiny bits, and make movement happen in a controlled way. Before we process, here's the mindset. The ghost is a movement generator, not a second drummer. If you can clearly point to it during the drop and say, there's that other break, it's too loud or too full range, a good test is to mute it. If muting the ghost makes the groove feel like it lost air, grit, attitude, and motion, you nailed it. If muting it makes you lose an obvious instrument, it's too much. Now let's build the tape grit chain for the ghost. Open the drum rack on the ghost track. We'll start by processing the whole rack output, because it's fast and musical. You can always get surgical later. First device, utility. Pull the gain down immediately, start around -12 dB. I want you to build the chain while the ghost is quiet, because it keeps you honest. Width is optional, you can try 80 to 120%, but don't get hypnotized by stereo. We'll do a mono sanity check later. Next, saturator. Put it in soft clip mode. Drive somewhere between 4 and 10 dB. Adjust the output so you're not blasting the bus. Soft clip is great here, because it gives you that rounded edge without instantly turning into harsh fuzz. If you're in Live 12, roar is an amazing next stage, but keep it gentle. Use a model or curve that's not total annihilation. Set the mix around 20 to 50% so it's doing parallel inside the device. If there's a noise option, a tiny bit can be magic, but keep it subtle. If you'd rather keep it simpler, use pedal instead. Overdrive or saturation mode, drive maybe 10 to 30% and keep the tone darkish. For jungle, fizzy top end is the enemy. We want warm grit, not brittle spray. Now we EQ8 on the ghost. This is important. High pass the ghost so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Try 120 to 250 Hz depending on the break. If your track has a big sub and a strong kick, go higher. You can also low pass the ghost around 10 to 14 kHz for that tape roll-off. If it needs a little bite to read through, a small presence bump around 3 to 6 kHz can help. But don't overdo it. Add auto filter next. Choose LP24 if you want a clean slope, or MS2 if you want more character. Start the cutoff around 8 to 12 kHz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. The filter is going to be one of your main tone performance controls. And if you want extra dirt that feels like age, add vinyl distortion. Tracing model around 2 to 6, pinch 0 to 3, drive 0.5 to 2. Keep crackle off or extremely low unless you want the noise to be obvious and stylized. Most of the time, the crackle is cool for intros and breakdowns, but it can clutter a drop. At this point, solo the ghost for a second. It should sound like a mangled resample. Darker, rougher, unstable. Then bring the main back in and make sure the main still feels like the real drummer. Now we automate. This is where the Chop Ghost method becomes a performance. First automation move. Volume dropouts. On the Ghost, automate utility gain or track volume. I usually like utility gain because it feels like a dedicated performance fader and you can macro it later if you want. Draw tiny dips all the way down to silence for very short moments, like 1/16 or 1/8 notes. Think of it like little tape dropouts or the engineer writing the fader on an old desk. Also do some DJ-style cutouts at phrase ends, like the last half bar. It creates this forward pull, like the break is breathing. A simple energy map that works. For bars 1 to 8, keep the Ghost super low, like minus 18 dB territory. Bars 9 to 16, bring it up to around minus 12. Then when the drop hits, maybe it's around minus 9 with more movement. You're not just making it louder, you're increasing the sense of chaos and texture as the track gets more intense. Second move, filter sweeps that feel like resampling. Automate the auto filter cutoff. In a buildup, sweep gradually from something like 6 kHz up to 14 kHz, so the Ghost opens and feels like it's coming into focus. In the drop, do smaller rhythmic moves. Every second bar, a quick dip from 14 down to 8 and back up. That little motion reads like someone resampling and re-eking the break on the fly. Keep resonance in check. Too much resonance and it stops being jungle and starts being look at my filter. Third move, tape wobble. And I need you to go micro here. Old school tape wobble is subtle but constant, not seasick. If your Ghost is still an audio clip, you can use clip envelopes and automate transposition by cents, like plus or minus 5 to 15 cents in slow curves. On fills, do a tiny bend, like minus 20 cents for a split second. But since we slice to a drum rack, an easy approach is to detune only a few slices. Pick snare tails, hat clusters, little artifacts. Pull those down by 5 to 15 cents. You're creating the illusion that different bits of the break have been sampled at slightly different moments or played off a slightly unstable source. Another option is putting shifter after the rack and automating fine pitch very lightly. Again, cents, not semitones. This is character, not a special effect. Fourth move, saturation pushes. Automate drive on the saturator, roar, or pedal. This is your printing hot to tape moment. On fills, like the last quarter note before the drop, bump drive by 2 to 5 dB. You can also do small bumps on snare heavy moments, like emphasizing 2 and 4 with tiny drive increases. It gives you impact without permanently destroying the main transient snap, because the main track is still clean. Now let's make it swing like a real layered break. Micro timing is everything. Nudge the Ghost slightly late using track delay. 5 to 15 milliseconds is plenty. The main break stays locked. The Ghost can drag a little. The result is that smeary, alive feeling where the hats and tails feel like they're behind the beat, but the punch still lands dead on. Quick tip. Keep kicks aligned on the main. Let snares and hats on the Ghost be the messy part. Now, transient protection trick. If your Ghost distortion is blurring the attack in a way that's fighting the main, put a compressor before the distortion on the Ghost chain. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Medium release, like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. What that does is it slightly rounds the Ghost peaks so the Ghost becomes more of a tape bed and less of a transient competitor. The main keeps the snap. The Ghost provides the grind. Next, blend and bus it properly. Route both breaks into a group called break bus. On that bus, keep it subtle. EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it gets harsh, a tiny dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help, depending on the hats. Then glue compressor, attack 3 ms, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not crushing. You're just making them feel like they belong together. A limiter is optional and only for catching peaks, not for flattening the groove. Now do the blend the right way. Bring the Ghost up until you feel the grit. Then back it off slightly. That's usually the sweet spot. All right, fast troubleshooting. Because this is where most people miss. If the Ghost is too loud, you'll clearly hear a second break. Turn it down. It should be texture and motion. If the low end gets messy, your Ghost high pass is too low. Move it up toward 180 or even 250 Hz. Most of the tape warmth you want will still read in harmonics above that. If the pitch wobble makes you feel seasick, it's too much. Reduce the range. Make it slower, or only apply it to a couple of slices. If the top end gets facey or hollow, do a mono check. Here's the 10-second test. On the Ghost, drop a utility and hit mono. If it turns weird when monoed, reduce width or remove stereo modulation. Jungle needs to survive in mono way more than people admit. And one more pro workflow tip. Automation lane hygiene. Keep your automation readable. Think of three lanes. One lane for energy, which is ghost gain. One lane for tone, which is filter cutoff. One lane for heat, which is drive or mix. When you can see your intent, you make better decisions. Now, a couple advanced validations you can try once the basic version is working. Pad-level ghosting. Instead of processing the whole rack, pick a few pads, like snare tails and hat clusters, and put saturator, auto filter, and utility only on those pads. Then automate those pad volumes or filter cutoffs. It feels insanely resembled, because the dirt follows specific artifacts in the break. Gated flutter without pitch plugins, put auto pan on the ghost, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, set the rate around 6 to 12 Hz or sync it to 1/32 to 1/16, and keep the amount super low, like 5 to 15%. Automate the amount up on fills. It reads like transport flutter without obvious pitch movement.